But Christ had taught that the world's worst sorrows had a meaning, that beggars, those in torment, the persecuted, the sick and the suffering, were blessed in their misfortune. And so it was that the Son of God, martyred and in agony, became for the first Christians the very symbol of his teaching. Today we can hardly imagine what that meant. The cross was even worse than the gallows. And this cross of shame became the symbol of the new teaching. Just imagine what a Roman official or soldier or a Roman teacher steeped in Greek culture, proud of his wisdom, his rhetoric, and his knowledge of philosophy, would have thought when he heard Christ's teaching from one of the great preachers, perhaps the Apostle Paul in Athens or in Rome. We can read what he preached there today in his first letter to the Corinthians. I will show you a more excellent way. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am but a sounding gong or a tinkling cymbal.